everybody. I'm Bruce Kyle. I'm an architect evangelist. I work with software companies in the Pacific Northwest. I'm here today with Ron Faith, who is the CEO of DataCastle.
Hi, Bruce. It's great to be here with you today.
It's great to be here. So tell me a little bit about what your company does.
Well, we believe at DataCastle that even though laptops are vulnerable to loss and theft and being broken, that the data that's on that, your high-impact business information, shouldn't be subject to the same fate. And so what we do is make it so that we turn your vulnerable data into a managed asset, where an asset that can be backed up or recovered, an asset that can be protected via encryption, and an asset that you can even do data shredding with in the event that you need to do so.
So what technologies at Microsoft are you interested in?
Well, actually, we use a full array of Microsoft's technology stack, everywhere from client software all the way to the server. And in utilizing that, we land up bringing very secure data deduplication to the cloud and being able to manage these devices more effectively. So whether that's SQL Server, whether that's a Windows Server environment, we're using the full gamut, and in particular, we're doing it in the Azure cloud. So we utilize the full array of Azure technologies.
Cool. I understand you have a demo for me.
I do. I'd love to show it to you.
Well, let's go take a look.
Excellent. Great. So, Bruce, what we're going to show you today is both what goes on at the client as well as on the server in the cloud for utilizing the DataCastle capabilities. So the first thing we're going to show you is the client. So the client runs on Windows 7 as well as XP and Vista. And what we're seeing here is the client in self-managed mode. This is where we give all the power to the end user. We also operate in a mode called centrally managed, where all the power is actually more on central IT, where they can define the policies such as what files you want to protect, whether you want them encrypted or not at rest, and other settings that we're going to walk through here in a moment. So what the user does in a self-managed mode initially is decide what do they need to have protected. So you can identify your high business impact information that you want to have protected, such as all of your documents. You can select your music and your pictures for backup. And then you simply, or you can say, anything that I have on my desktop I want to have backed up as well. And then you simply press next. You can see here that it's a very fast scanner. And then it'll actually begin the work of doing the protecting of the files. And what we land up doing here, interestingly enough, is actually breaking all the files up into little data blocks. We land up encrypting all those data blocks. And then what we'll do is check to see whether any of those data blocks already exist in the cloud up in Azure. And if they do, we invoke data deduplication so that, one, we save storage on the in the cloud, but then what we're also doing is making sure we're not necessarily moving blocks of data across the network that don't need to be, thus also saving you network bandwidth capabilities as well. You can also see here that restoring files are very easy, and so in this case, we want to allow people to do it in a self-managed way. So let's identify some pictures here, for example. We'll say this picture here we want to recover because I accidentally deleted it. What we're able to do is not only recover the most recent version, but if a file has changed over time, you can go back to any time in history and get that particular version of that file. And again, we can support unlimited versions for being able to do that. What you're also able to do is recover it to its original location or put it to a new location and be able to restore accordingly. And then it will start the process of doing it. And you can see here in activity that I've got backups going on, I've got restores going on, I've got files that are being encrypted at rest going on, and all of it is happening smoothly and in the background without impacting the end user's experience. That's important because for IT, they don't necessarily want to have help desk calls associated with their backup and protection going on. We also provide in options, and again, all these things can be centrally managed, where you determine how frequently you want to scan for changes. So typically it's 15 minutes, but you can go all the way to a minute. Whether you want notifiers on or not, as to whether you want the end user to know things are going on. And then we also do bandwidth shaping. So that enables you to determine how much bandwidth you want to take associated with backups and recoveries, and be able to not have that negatively impact a user's experience for other things they might be doing. And then finally, I think what we want to do is see here that the restore is in process. And so we'll go to where the restore is going to come back, to this location. And we can see that we restored the file.
So why don't you show me the server environment?
I'd love to. In Azure, not only do we take advantage of Azure for storage, similar to some other backup offerings, but we actually run everything in Azure in terms of the management console and capabilities associated there. So what we land up doing is, all of the devices, the users, can all be managed here, and then we also expose our backend via web services so it can be integrated into other management consoles and capabilities, such as we're integrated with Active Directory, for example, to make it easy for centralized management. And what you're seeing here is one of my devices, actually. So you can see here that you have particular policies assigned, and we can change what policies apply for a given device. So you can see here we have an enterprise with at-rest encryption turned on. I can change that so that at-rest encryption is turned off, or make it so that it's backup only instead of any other capabilities. I can also change how much storage is allocated for a given device. So you can see here we have some users that back up hundreds of gigabytes per device, and they find it to be quite a capable capability there. So, and then finally, what you're able to do also is, let's say the device has gone lost or stolen, what you want to be able to do is send a command to that device that says that you want to delete the data that is on that device. And so this is the console from which you would do that. It's also the case that we have a time bomb on the devices as well, so that in the event that the device has gone lost for a certain period of time and hasn't talked to the protection server that's up in Azure, that what you're then able to, that what that will do is then delete the data that's on the device, regardless of whether that device ever talks to the internet again or not.
Thanks, Ron, for the demo. Can you tell us a little bit about what your company learned in the process of moving to Windows Azure?
Well, actually, we learned a great deal, and one of the things we were most excited about was how easy it was to actually make the move to Azure. That as a Microsoft technology developer, we land up utilizing tools such as Visual Studio, and by utilizing the plugins and the adapters from Visual Studio into Azure, it actually made the process very streamlined for us. We were able to go from our private cloud on-premise offering into the Azure cloud and utilizing that within a matter of weeks.
Cool. Well, I appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you, Bruce.
Thanks very much. We'll see you next time.